Hello.
Hello.
How are you? Hey, Mexico, how's it going?
Hey. Oh, it's great. Absolutely great. How about you?
It's going very, very great. You know, another full day in the recording studio, and I just finished like literally a minute before showtime.
Wow. Someone
and literally, and one more day of a final tweak and a mastering, and all done.
Oh wow, that is great.
And then next week I start working with another client from from Sweden. This great guy and his wife, I guess. I think it's his wife. Yes, he's an amazing singer from Sweden. I think something. But anyway. He's coming to record on Monday, and he's a great singer, and his wife does harmonies. He plays guitar, and it's just fabulous. I'll play some of his stuff when we're done, but coming in on Monday, so the projects are starting to line up here in the Kimball Media Coast to Coast Live Studios.
Oh, that is great. I'm loving it.
Isn't it kind of cool?
It is
Very
cool indeed. Yes.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
You bet. Anyway, so things are moving along here, and I'm, as a lot of you know who listen to the show somewhat regularly, and we know we have regular listeners on the podcast, even though we produce this as a live show. That Amanda and I are both musicians. Actually, Amanda's a composer, a very talented one at that, and I'm a I kind of faked my way through playing the blues and eclectic guitar and songs, and I do that, and that's now I'm getting into production and recording and mixing and mastering and adding kind of that dimension to the music career. It's kind of cool, it's very
absolutely
kind of learning on the job. I've never taken a course in any of this stuff, and I've done quite a bit of it, not a lot, but quite a bit, of recording various artists and their tunes and making things happen. And you even did some backup keys on that one woman, Natalie Moore.
Yeah.
I think the song was Better Than That or something. Remember that? You did an exquisite job on that.
That's
God,
great.
It was...
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
That was a lot
but
of fun.
Anyway, yeah, so we're back here on this is the Andy and Amanda Show. We invite you to join into the program here, folks, wherever you're listening from, by dialing 515-605-9888 or emailing your show at andyandamandashow@gmail.com. You can, hit us up that way, too. And you could actually, if you go to blogtalkradio.com/AndyandAmandaShow, you can actually chat with us during the show if you can't call in, because you can chat from anywhere in the world.
And absolutely.
And I remember a while back, it's been a while, but we actually had some people who'd used that text feature on Blog Talk Radio a while back, but it's been, but quite honestly, I haven't checked it. I forgot all about it. So there may have been some people who used it and we never responded. Hopefully that was true. Hopefully that wasn't true.
Yeah, I believe they did. It's absolutely wonderful to hear from people and their thoughts, what's going on in their lives, what they think about the world right now, what they think about the show. No, get connected with us. That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah. We like when people connect with us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Gotta get connected.
I don't know in Mexico if you're hearing the Supreme Court nominee hearings. It's just amazing. We're going to talk more about that next week when it's over. But there's such a contrast between the Democratic senators that are asking questions and getting more, background information and so forth, to the Republicans. The Republicans are bringing up things like child books and what religion are you, and how do you feel about and her decision regarding child pornographers, some decisions that she's made in as a judge in the prosecution.
Right.
But here's the thing. I want to just bring this up.
Okay.
So Ketanji Brown, who's probably the most exquisite, brightest, most articulate, well-thought-out, knowledgeable Supreme Court nominee that we've ever had, if not the most, at least one of the most. I mean, she's absolutely exquisite. And here's the thing. So let's say somebody in the privacy of their home, and this is pretty disgusting, and I'll admit it is, and it's wrong and whatever, but let's say somebody, an 18-year-old kid, in the privacy of home started seeing some kids, child pornography things on their computer. They never touched another kid. They never indulged in it, never did anything, never committed the crime, never did anything but look at it on their computer.
Right.
Right? So the recommended sentence at the time by Congress was something like 100 months, between 90 and 100 months.
Yeah.
And for child pornography.
Right.
But let's say a kid who never produced child pornography, never had it, never did anything, never
yeah.
but just had images, which is also against the law, but never committed a violent crime, never, you know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Ketanji Brown sentenced this 18-year-old kid, and some of the photos that he had on his computer was, if you want to call it child porn, because under 18 years old, minors officially was 16, 17-year-olds, whatever, but almost his peers, really, you know, right?
Yeah.
She gave the person 3 months in jail. And 18-year-old kid, right?
Yeah.
And some of the senators think, oh, by the recommendation, you know, shouldn't he have gotten, 100 months or whatever? And my thought was, when I first heard what that's like, what's the deal behind that? And then I heard the actual case history. I was like, wait, the guy, okay, so he's in the privacy of his home, whatever. He's got some child porn on his computer, never did anything, never, no indication he ever was going to. And
yeah.
the judge kind of gave him a slap on the wrist and said, hey, you're 18 years old, live a nice, happy, productive, effective life, but this is wrong. What you did is illegal. It's wrong. We're going to throw you in jail for a little while and get rid of all that crap and be normal when you get out of jail, whatever you want to call it, you know. And I understand that, you know, and I don't disagree with her sentence at all. I think
okay.
it's fine, you know,
right.
because, you know, all right, he saw some images on his computer, and there's some websites that depict a lot more, some really horrific, gross things, horrific,
oh, good
gross
God.
Things, you know, that we probably have all seen at one time or another, either by intent or not. Especially if you look at what's going on even in Russia and Ukraine with some of these soldiers, horrific deaths, and kids and babies being mutilated and bombed and
yeah.
burned, and you know
yeah.
these images are
horrific.
Anyway, but the you know we're going to talk more about Ketanji Brown's nomination in the proceedings when they're concluded, and we'll kind of provide some insight and commentary what our thoughts are regarding that. I already gave you mine. I think it's the most exciting nominee we've had, the first black woman ever being nominated to the Supreme Court, and she will get on the Supreme Court. She will get on the Supreme Court. That's a definite. So it's kind of
okay.
cool for this country.
Yes.
You know, a black
yeah.
woman. You know.
The thing is, as well, with I guess the thing that bothers me is you can sentence somebody for committing a crime, as you said, like, you know, about pictures
mm-hmm.
and stuff on the computer,
mm-hmm.
but that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to change how they feel and think. Because
mm-hmm.
I think with some things like, especially with someone being a paedophile,
mm-hmm.
you can't just wipe all those feelings and whatever it is away by just locking somebody up. They're still going to happen when they come out. It's like
mm-hmm.
that person then needs to see somebody who can work
mm-hmm.
through with them behind bars to try and work out where it's all stemmed from and to see if there's a way that, you know, they can feel different when they come out. And that sounds like I'm saying to go in and brainwash people, but it's obviously these things stem from somewhere. So isn't it better to get to the root of the problem whilst serving a sentence for a crime you've committed rather than just throw them in there and hope for the best when they come out? And I think that's the problem with so many people who get locked away for various crimes. They've got no one
mm-hmm.
to really connect with and find out where all this stuff is happened in their life, was something's gone wrong, you
mm-hmm.
know, and they quite often end up repeating the same things as soon as they come out again.
Or
they're going to commit suicide.
Yes, all that. So, yeah, I think that's the problem with the world. We don't get to the root of anything. We just patch it up with a
patch
band-aid and hope for the best.
There's somebody
you know?
Waiting to get on the show, and the question is if we should let them on or not.
Okay. What do you think, Andy? What do you think? Maybe? Should we flip a coin?
Do you have a coin?
Actually, no, I can grab one.
two left in on the show or not?
Maybe we should. What do you think?
Okay. Hello. You are now on the Andy and Amanda show, and who might this be? I think I know who it is.
Aloha.
Hello. Hello. Aloha. You had me. You had me thinking it was Chet for a minute there.
Is there anything that you're interested in?
That's
pretty good. That's pretty good. Pretty good.
I really want to talk about my program. I just doing some folk show.
How you doing, Mr. Butler?
Hey, what's up, Miss Amanda? How are you doing?
I'm good. Doing good. It's great to have you on the show.
I am happy to be on the show. It's an awesome show. So why not come on the show once every 30 years?
You know, today our question on the show is,
is it okay to fake an orgasm?
Mm-hmm. For the first one. Talking about what? Earlier was talking about what's going on with the computer, the presidency or something like that, the president.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about the nomination hearings for Judge Ketanji Brown. The confirmation hearings.
Wrong show. I porn show. Pornhub show.
We'll get to that. We're gonna get to that.
Of course,
yes.
I know we are.
But,
it comes down to you, definitely.
Ketanji Brown Jackson, I was talking to Amanda before you joined us. He was just doing an exquisite job during the hearings and just depicting her brilliance and her knowledge of the Constitution and judicial proceedings and just who she is. She's just so refreshing compared to some of the more recent nominees that we've all witnessed. She's currently on the D.C. Federal Appellate Court and had to be nominated and approved to do that. And, you know, three Republicans already, you know, crossed over the lines and liked her. And she's getting some good compliments from Republicans during these proceedings as well.
Wow, that's great.
But she's getting this grilling from Republican senators, like I was saying earlier. They're just ridiculous. You know, it's if you listen, maybe we'll do this next week. We'll make an audio clip. I will next week. If you listen to the questions being asked by the Democratic senators, and they're not—I'm not saying the questions are easy, but they pertain to judicial proceedings, and they to knowledge and the Constitution and her experience and how and why she ruled on particular cases. Where the Republicans are talking about children's books, and she sits on the board of a private school and saying, "Hey, you know, critical race theory and children's books depicting, you know, suddenly for the first time in history, children's books are being entered into the record, to the federal record during this proceeding by, you scratch your head, you know what I mean? I give up.
So
but anyway,
What's that?
Change of history.
Yes, absolutely. She seems like an awesome lady from what I've seen of her.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know what, I still have a, you know, going back to the UK there, and you got this Boris Badenoch guy. You wonder during his proceeding, how come people didn't ask him about his hair?
Oh, I'm sure they do. They probably just cut it out.
I don't know if that a rider on top of the head or a wig. I don't get it.
You know, as far as back as I can remember, because he used to be a tennis player, a very, very famous tennis player. So
I heard he was born in America.
Pardon?
On Wikipedia, they say born in America.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Look at
I will look it up. But yeah, as far back as I can remember seeing him play tennis, you know, he's always had that kind of hair, flyaway hair. It just looks worse there, I think, where he's put on a bit more, you know, middle age weight, bless him. And yeah.
How old is he?
Well, that's a good
how
question.
How old is he? Look up Ross Badenoff.
Okay, so look. How old is Boris Johnson? He is 57 years old. yes, he's 57.
That's what I was going to say. Darn, I didn't say it. I should have. I thought he was 57. Darn, yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
He was
born in New York City.
Yes.
Where was he born at?
New York City.
Yep. Where was he born at, sis?
New York, sweetie. It just says
New York City.
Yep.
So you want to hear it again? New York. Yeah.
Yes.
New York.
Yeah, it's interesting how he was born in New York. Yeah, that's very interesting.
Yeah.
He's a New Yorker. But yeah, 57 years old. I guess his hair songs have kind of his claim to fame. You know, it's been kind of
New York.
Okay. Also, the fact that he was born in New York. You know. Also, you know, yeah.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it.
Sing with
New
us.
York,
New York.
New York.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, anyway.
He's a funny man. Wait a minute. I'm just thinking. Was he in fact a tennis player? Or have I got him confused with somebody else?
No, he was Boris Badenoff?
Yeah. Maybe I'm getting mixed up with somebody else.
Listen, this is the way it is.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
No, I'm not so sure. I'm actually questioning myself. Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You want to hear something? I'll comment on this because we should... Ukraine, there's about 15,000 Russian, young, I might say, mostly Russian soldiers that have lost their lives invading a country in which they wanted no part of doing, most of them. They were just following orders. And what's happening now, because the weather is starting to warm up, which is to say it's going warmer than freezing in Ukraine, and you've got thousands of dead Russian soldiers piling up in Ukraine.
Oh, my goodness.
And what's starting to happen, the first warm, sunny days of spring are actually starting in the southern Mykolaiv region of Ukraine. And what's happening is there's a new reality setting in that the Ukrainians have killed for just reason. It's unfortunate. Many invading Russian soldiers to the tune of about, you know, somewhere between 12 and 15,000. As the first frost melts, what we're seeing is these bodies of Russian soldiers strewn across the landscape all over Ukraine, and they're starting to smell. So
Oh my God.
So in a nightly video address, which is made by the region's governor of southern Ukraine, Vitaly Kim, he called on local residents to help collect these corpses and put them in bags as temperatures do begin to slowly rise above freezing. And he commented that, you know, he said in his address that, hey, we aren't beasts, are we? Meaning Ukrainians. They're good, honorable, respectable people, many with a lot of integrity and with with jobs and families and kids and grandparents and babies, and you know, it was a ongoing democratic society that the Russians came in, and you know, and what we're starting to do now, you know, more and more members of the Russian media have discontinued their services in Russia, and what I've heard now is that many of these members who have left Russian media, a couple who have had primetime television programs, you know, in Russia, blah, 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 you know, commentators that have left, and yeah. they're going to be starting their own platform to inform the population of Russia one way or another of the truth. And what's disheartening, in my opinion, is
yeah. –
and it was hard to believe, too, I guess. Maybe that's the unbelievable is – the percentage of the Russian population that actually believes the propaganda they're being spoon-fed by Vladimir Putin. You know, this is not is not a Russian war. This is not a Russian war. It's not a war for, you know, nobody's invading Russia. Russia is not defending themselves against any kind of hostile act. This is Vladimir Putin's war. This is his personal war. Russia, as a population, has nothing to do with this whatsoever.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, I think it's a matter of time before Putin is no longer head of the Kremlin in one way or another, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think it's a matter of time. I think it's a matter of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's craziness.
Yeah.
I just can't wait
it's
over with.
I know. I know. I mean,
it just came out of nowhere. It was like, okay, Russia just invaded. It was like, where did that come from?
Well, it feels
yeah.
like that, doesn't it? And that's the thing, I guess, with these things. We quite often don't know about some major things that are taking place until the last minute. I mean, we get little cookie crumbs here and there appear in the media, and you can start building up a picture of what's to come. But, I mean, something like this is just horrendous, and it seems out of the blue. And I guess a lot of us, I'm not talking about us three, but are quite ignorant to what's going on in the world. We get on with our lives. We don't really pay much attention to what's really going down in the news or keeping up with it, you know, religiously. And so I think for a lot of people, it's quite shocking that something like this has happened. But I guess the three of us have covered the news so much on each show. We've seen all signs here and there of things going down.
Yeah.
And it's like, what are you going to lead to this?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's crazy one. And
yeah,
then,
we were talking about. I mean, it was definite that they were going that Putin was going to invade. And I think we had a caller. I think he may have been, you know, our good friend Chet maybe even commented that they're not going to invade. They don't want anything to do with the real estate in Ukraine. And of course, we knew that not to be true. And then further, he said that you know, they're only going to be attacking military targets. We know that not to be true as well, and that's part of the invasion process is try to scare the hell out of the Russian, Ukrainian population to succumbing to the Russian invasion. It ain't going to do it. Ain't going to happen. And as a matter of fact, what's happening now is Ukrainians are beginning to be more aggressive in attacking back at the Russians and pushing the Russians back.
Yeah.
Instead of just defending, they're now they're taking, you know, the offense. They're going after the Russians.
Yeah.
So, but what's
like,
you know what's happening?
Sorry, David.
And what's happening is, you know, so many Russians retreated. You know, they're scattered and left their colleagues who were killed or blown up and their charred bodies behind in the battlefield. Just leave them there.
And
I've seen some of these pictures. I've seen these pictures, and there's hundreds. There are hundreds all over. Hundreds of Russian young, most of them must have been 19 to early 20s, I swear. Five Russian field generals have been killed. And that's another thing. Russia came into this thing with such a horrible plan. No communications, no logistics, no nothing. And now they're even at the point where they're using these antique, archaic weapons and bombs that just kind of shoot, bam, into a building or wherever without any specific targeting capability and blowing up buildings here. And that's why you are seeing some... And you know, I would hate to think, you know, probably wrong, but I hate to think that they're purposely targeting, you know, school buildings and homes where people are living. And I'm hoping they're just lobbing explosives. And I mean, it's tragic, and you know, I hope not targeting, but they might be, in fact. I don't know. But what's going on now, you've got all these, you know, thousands, but any particular area, hundreds, but across Ukraine, thousands of Russian kids who were forced into entering a country of which they wanted no part of because Putin told them to. And their dead bodies are lying all over Russia. And the Ukrainians are now trying to get citizens to place these bodies into refrigerators and send back to Russia for identification through DNA processing. But it's been, you know, it's been a month since this war began. So it's even unclear now how these remains of soldiers are going to be, you know, taken back or given back to Russia and for decent burial and memorials by their families and their mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers. And it's tragic. You know, I've seen some videos of captured Russian soldiers that call their mothers on cell phone in tears. Oh, and Ukrainians are coming. We're going to keep your kids safe. We're going to keep your kids safe. If you want them back, you got to get them.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What a mess. What a mess. What a mess.
It's crazy. It's sickening. I still can't believe that in this day and age, you know, that we can't come to some sort of understanding and work things out peacefully. And I know that's quite cliche and you hear it so often because so many people want that. And it's true, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We expect that now. We're at a time in life where this world is trying to come together to actually achieve some great things and shift humanity forward in better ways. And the war shouldn't be a thing anymore. It really shouldn't. And I understand why it's needed in some respects. I mean, come on. I mean, I do understand you've got to show another country that one country isn't going to take any crap with, you know, threats and things like that. You're always going to have that face-off in humanity because it's been there since the beginning of time, facing off with each other. It exists in the animal kingdom. It exists in, you know, the human race. So it's all part of life, but we're more civilized. We should be at that place now where we can work these differences out and start moving forward in better ways. But as soon as one country says, you know, I don't like where you're going and I'm not going to give you what you want, then, you know, it's got conflict of interest and things start escalating. And I mean, what is Putin's true intention with all of this now?
We know one guy's thought on Putin.
He's a smart guy, but he's a great guy. He's a great man.
Yeah. And of course, he's using that to his own advantage, isn't he, Trump? You know, if I was in, we would be having this conflict with Russia.
Oh, God, what a line of bullshit.
It's like,
holy
come
crap.
On. Sure. And when you was in, we shouldn't have had COVID, right?
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah, unreal. Ridiculous. Hey, you know, excuse me one sec.
Yeah. Was that good for you as it was for everyone else?
Oh, it was even better for me.
Oh, excellent.
You feel a little lighter now, Cindy? A little lighter, 20 pounds?
I wonder if anybody actually sounds like that sometimes when they use the bathroom.
I sound like that. Mm-hmm.
Oh, excellent.
Thank you.
I'm sure you make the public bathroom experience even more pleasurable.
you know, my mom says,
stand in front of a mirror
and front.
Bring yourself to a full erection, and you are going to see that your penis looks as if it is actually larger than it really is. So no more worries about is my penis large enough to satisfy her. Good luck.
I told you that was coming, Amanda. I knew it.
Yeah, we don't want to cause any accidents out there.
Oh,
you know?
Fuck.
Yeah.
I can just imagine guys actually doing that. Well, you know, you get the warning when you get in the car that objects may appear closer than they are. So I'll just touch it and think, you know, in the car mirror, you know, see how it looks.
I'm not blaming anybody for that.
So, please don't.
We got another caller coming online here. Let's see who this is. We got a caller coming in. And hello? Hello? How are you?
Hello?
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 How are you? I'm fine.
Ooh,
what's new?
With the real check guard there, please stand up. Hello?
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 Hello? Yeah.
I heard.
What's happened?
I heard a little bit ago. Andy had a lot of trouble getting that one to go down.
Oh.
Swirled around the hole there, and it just wouldn't go all the way in.
You know, I hate when that happens.
Yeah.
You know.
He has that,
yeah.
That issue more times than he cares to admit on the show.
I didn't know him when he was at his best.
Well.
You know, the funny story about that guy. Back when he like had the back when he had the hots for Pat Nixon, who became Pat Nixon.
Yeah.
He used to in order to get next to her, he would take Pat and her dates, drive them to their date.
Oh.
So.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Really?
He's always been a Spain pup. Yeah, that was in somebody's biography or something of Nixon. Yeah, literally.
Mm.
And it explained a lot.
You know.
Yeah.
Man. And how
cool.
Are things
that's
in Hawaii?
Cool. Well, it's the standard rainy season weather pattern. We get our little bit of sun in the morning. The cat goes out and reconnoiters, and now we're getting the clouding up and getting ready to have the afternoon rain, which is filling our catchment tanks, so we will be able to bathe, which is good.
Don't get so excited.
Yeah. Bathing is a useful exercise at least once every other week.
Oh, excellent. That kind of feels like me at the moment.
there's no drought in Hawaii, I suppose, is there? You don't have a drought there.
Actually, we had a drought years there when got a lot less rain than normal, and crops suffered.
Hmm.
There is no such thing
so
anymore as
do.
A low turnout election. You have that much pent up desire for civic participation that an off year. It's not an off year. It's an off year election.
Right.
You have record turnout. So. That means that the audience is paying attention. That's a good thing.
Thank you. Thank you.
I
don't know what it has to do with.
Yeah, I don't know what that has to do with the rainy season, but we do have our off year election.
Thank you. You know, people are coming from everywhere on this show. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. Oh, man.
But.
Yeah.
Oh,
knock it off.
Right. Talking about drought, here in Mexico, we've been notified that across the state, one day a week, there's going to be no water for residents, just one day every week, just to help with having water for everybody because of the situation of water. So
that's horrible. You're going
to
have to...
Yes.
Next, it'll be even... Odd days, according to your license plate.
Yeah.
I mean,
jeez.
In the UK in the summer, and it was getting really hot, which was a rarity, but it happens. They used to give out warnings, don't use your hose pipes outside, so you had a hose pipe ban, and if you were seen, like, washing your car or watering your garden, things like that, you'd get fined. And, you know, we used to get drought issues there. So, our temperature's rising. Yeah.
Mm.
I promised the American people help was on the way.
Well, thank you for that. Much appreciated.
Thank you,
yeah, really appreciate it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was driving the other day.
You were?
Here in California.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You,
you
didn't let your car drive?
I just thought I'd mention that. Anyway, what were we talking about? No, I was driving the other day. And what part of town was I in? I think down towards Santa Monica or somewhere down near the water. And passed a gas station, $6.69 for regular gas.
Crazy.
Unbelievable.
That's crazy.
That's more than a dollar. Hey, Chad, I have a question for you. Do you think that some of this, do you think that a lot of this oil price, these gas prices, are artificially inflated by big business?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I agree. Prosperity. I agree. I don't know if you were on the show or not, but last week I remember hearing speeches by a couple of the big oil companies' CEOs that said candidly, on a microphone, point blank, that there is no oil shortage. There is no oil shortage whatsoever. That's not even a problem. It's not even a concern. But what they're more interested in is delivering cash to their shareholders. That's their primary objective. There is no shortage.
Oh, yeah.
There's plenty of oil. There's plenty. There's plenty.
Yeah.
There's no reason. Oh, the Russians.
The oil that we're paying, in my case, $5.80 a gallon at the pump the other day, was the $65 a barrel oil.
Yeah.
From 6-8 months ago, back when it was still COVID,
mm-hmm.
and they couldn't give away oil for a while.
Yeah.
Wow. So we're actually pumping the stuff from months and months ago, and part of it is sort of reasonable because they can say, well, oil shot up to $120, $130 a barrel, and we got to be ready to pay that for our futures that we bought. And say, okay, but that doesn't come close to what we're, you know, the 100% increase over the last year and a half.
Yeah.
Mm. It's unreal. And
it's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's real. I mean, it costs me maybe $20 for 300 miles on my Tesla. Maybe 20
wow.
bucks. And that's if I pay 28 cents a kilowatt, you know, and that's expensive. So I can get it for a lot. I can probably do it for, you know, $12, $8 to $12.
But that's
yeah.
a couple tons of coal to make that electricity.
It depends if it comes from wind generators, but wind or solar or wind. You should have you know something. You would have come. This is amazing to me. Every time I drive past, if you're driving from LA and you're going past like Palm Springs and Joshua Tree and out that way.
Yeah,
okay. So tell me, when you were there last, did they have like hundreds, if not a thousand, of the wind fan, those big wind tower generator things spinning around? Like the fields of the
windmills, I think they're called, yeah.
Thank you. Yes, those things.
yeah. Winter.
Well, the classic is Altamont Pass.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, there's 2 or 3 miles there where there are literally hundreds of them. Amazing.
Yeah.
And of course, since they're mechanical, at any one time, about 1 out of 3 isn't moving because it's broken.
Yeah.
Which is bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, they used to scare the crap out of me when I was a lot younger, and I used to see them. And I was like, you know, they're quite intimidating when you're very close to one. It's like, whoa, used to scare me. But they're very good. But like you said, if you don't get wind as well, we've had days where we've got plenty of them within the UK and Wales and places like that. But when there's no wind and they're not really doing anything, and it's kind of like, huh, now what? So, yeah.
Yeah, they could, you know, it could be
a potential hazard.
It could be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember hearing about this weird story once where this woman said she heard this massive crash, and I think she lived like near the countryside, and she ran to her kitchen window, and she looked out and said that she saw this object colliding with a wind turbine, and it, this thing was gigantic. Both the craft that hit it and the turbine itself. Everybody in town thought she was crazy because she was convinced it was a UFO. And
it was actually Godzilla.
Oh, that's what it was. Damn it.
It did not produce a better life for people.
No, not at all. Really good.
No.
Yeah.
So you guys were talking about Boris.
He's not actually a tennis player. He's mad on tennis. And the guy I was getting confused with was Boris Becker. Yeah, Boris Becker. And Boris Johnson did challenge Boris Becker once in tennis. So I was kind of like, I got the two mixed up.
Yeah.
Well, Boris Badenov was born in 1959.
Right.
And he and Natasha were on the Rocky and Bullwinkle show.
Oh, really?
And they were constantly, you know, talking about Moose and Squirrel. We take care of Moose
Wait,
and Squirrel.
Wait, hold up. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
We're from Pennsylvania. We take care of Moose and Squirrel.
Those are the days. Those are the days. Rocky, Bullwinkle, Popeye, you know.
I stood all I can stand, and I can't stand no more.
Yeah.
Popeye, that was cracking. I loved Popeye. Oh, my God.
We all love Popeye.
Well, I was going to reply to that, but what the hell? Let's move on to something else.
Okay, how about Lost in Space? You remember Lost in Space with the robot?
Oh.
Yes. 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 Yes.
I cannot accept that course of action. My computer is the best on earth.
Yes.
I also remember watching Thunderbirds when I was a kid. You know, that was something else. Thunderbirds, I'll go.
I remember that. You remember Astro Boy?
Ooh. Yes.
Yeah. Remember Astro Boy, doo doo doo. And how about Tobar the Eighth Man? Tobar the Eighth Man. Do you remember that?
I don't know that one.
Do you remember this one?
On Top Writing.
Oh.
We always are you right?
Although she does have a very nice figure.
Mm-hmm. You know,
I do remember watching Disneyland when it was a local show that was only on once a year.
No way, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
1949, 50, yeah.
Wow.
51, yeah, I was watching it in 51. My grandmother was sitting in the chair there, kind of rocking, and we had an earthquake, and the TV set, this big, heavy 17-inch round screen Zenith started, you know, walking across the floor along with me. So that was, I'll never forget that.
Oh, wow.
Do you remember the show
Good
I
time.
Dream a Genie?
Oh, yes. I love that. And what's that other one, Bewitched? I used to like that one as well.
Yeah, I love pressure on her.
Yeah, oh, really? Oh.
She was
sexy. Because you know what? Yeah.
And I remember, I dream of Genie and Major Nelson.
They're hugging and kissing.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Great shows.
Barbara Eden. Remember Barbara Eden?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember? What was that other? There was I dream of Bewitched. Oh, do you remember, anybody remember Adam 12?
Maybe that's a question you should ask China.
No, we'll get around to that. But remember Adam 12? One Adam 12. Mr. Ed. Oh, my God. Mr. Ed. That was a great show.
Yeah.
A horse. Yeah, remember that?
Now, see,
yeah.
I'm showing my age. I don't know some of these. But, I used to grow up with Knight Rider
Magnet.
And Magnum P.I.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And the 18.
I'm Falcon Crest. Falcon or Dynasty.
Yeah, Dynasty. Oh, my goodness.
God. Yeah, it's so great. You got those programs.
Yeah, the
watch
shows like Twilight Zone and One Step On. And
I love those.
All these crummy shows in black and white.
We got a caller. I got to get this guy. He wants to join us, I think. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
And add me into the group if you don't mind.
Well, we'll see. Maybe.
Oh,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well,
go ahead,
maybe.
You can say something.
Because I like cucumbers. Can you? I'm the only one. I like cucumbers.
Yeah.
Take care of moose and squirrel.
Oh,
yeah.
I love reminiscing about all these old shows. It's great.
Oh, how about Highway Patrol with Broderick Crawford?
Oh, yeah.
Highway Patrol. Do. Remember that? Highway Patrol. And also, who remembers Combat with Vic Morrow?
Wow.
Yeah. And how about Combat with Vic Morrow?
Yeah.
Yes. How about Red Albert Live?
Little House on the Prairie and Highway to Heaven.
Yeah. And
the Army McCarthy hearings. Remember those?
Yeah, my God. Yeah. Well, I was a little young at the time. I don't know if I remember them exactly.
The Waltons.
Yeah.
Oh, the Waltons.
The Waltons. Oh, my God.
I
remember meeting a producer of the Waltons way back then when I was in California. So a pilot on a flight I had. I remember having lunch at Nate and Al's Deli on Beverly Hills. And a family-style seating, and sat across from a producer from the Waltons.
Wow.
You know, that was pretty cool. Yeah, that was kind of cool. You know, that was
that's
like, whoa.
So cool.
Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah, I was about to say that next.
Oh,
yeah.
That was great.
It was.
That was great. Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
I still watch those shows.
Yeah, do you know what? Given half the chance, I would as well. I think I watched a few of the Waltons like a couple of years ago. No, a few years ago. Something like that. It was on one channel. I was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to stop and just watch this just for old time's sake. I was like, wow. You know, incredible.
Let me ask you a question. What was your favorite cartoon?
Oh, there's plenty. I used to love the Jetsons, Flintstones,
I like
Popeye.
Speed Racer. Speed Racer.
Oh,
Go, Racer, go.
Hey, I got a question for you, boys, because
being
in the UK, I mean, this is an American show, and I don't think it was aired for very long. I don't know how many they did. There was this 80s show called Street Racer, where this guy would dress in black, go on a motorbike, and try to, I don't know if he would help solve crimes or intervene with illegal acts that were going down in the streets. It could street.
Oh wait, I know it.
Republicans love it.
Yeah.
Ah,
yes. I'm not sure if it's called Street Racer or Night.
Speed Racer, Speed Racer, Speed Racer, Speed Racer.
I don't know.
Go Speed Racer, Go Speed Racer.
To me, it's the most exciting thing you can talk about.
Racer X. I love Racer. You're funny. Racer X. Go Speed Racer brother. Racer X.
Oh,
I'm a big fan.
Mm. Oh, man.
You've got a lot to add in this show. Thank you for your comments, Donald. We appreciate your participation today. You know what I mean?
No, he's an eager beaver today, isn't he?
We're
going to
do very well. We've done a great job.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, that's very sweet.
Appreciate
very
that.
Sweet. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to remember what other ones I can't think. I mean, I'm sure
there's plenty. How was the studio session?
Good.
How was the studio session?
Oh, my God, it's long. But I think tomorrow will be the last day.
Tomorrow?
I might be breaking open a bottle of champagne tomorrow. Oh, my God.
Tomorrow.
But I will say this. I will say this. We're totally building a song. It's just not just mixing here's recorded. We're building this tune, cutting, pasting, taking stuff out, replacing this with that, fitting this in, rolling one track over another, making it taking, you know, tracks that were, you know, I just could go on forever, but over 200 tracks coming, blowing it down into 30 or 40 that are being used, and then some which are better than others, and then fading one out, bringing the other one in, making all the parameters so you can never tell that we're bringing something out and then putting something else in its place, making it all sound like it was actually all recorded and professionally done this way. This is the most incredibly complicated production I've ever been involved with in video or audio. I mean, it's just absolutely – it's me, but the tune compared to the original masters, the original recorded, you know, produced tracks, It's like night and day. It's unbelievable. And we're really getting there. We're really getting there. And it's quite a process. I'm learning a lot too in the process. I mean, you know, for a guitar player to start, you know, diving into a project of this magnitude. Hey, and guess what else? I've got my next victim. I think I told you already in the show, didn't I? Yeah, I got another. Excuse me, client.
Yeah.
Coming in on from Sweden, coming in next week to record his incredible singer songwriter, and his wife does amazing harmonies, and they're coming to record next week, and hopefully we'll be able to play. I'll play you some of their songs on this show when we're done. So and there's a guitar, vocal, and harmony, so it'll be a whole lot. I might lay on some bass or something. We'll see, but incredible voice. This guy's incredible. Incredible folky. You know, he's from Sweden. His name's Björ or something like that. Björ. Right? But man, can this guy sing. Oh my God. And it's so delicate and so beautiful. And his wife does such an exquisite job landing the harmonies. And it's a pleasure and an honor to be able to record them. I'm really looking forward to it. Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
Oh,
You know what I mean? Yeah.
I also happen to call him a lightweight, okay? And I have said that. So I would like to take that back. He's really not that much of a lightweight.
Thank you.
That's good, Chuck. Thank you for doing that. Yes, he needs to hear that.
Yeah.
That is awesome. That's so cool. Exciting times ahead. Exciting times.
You know, it's been crazy. It's been really, really crazy. I'm actually, this is outside of the show. Outside of the show, I've never felt so close to having a real job, you know, in quite a long time, you know. It's been for all of us. I think for all of us.
You know
what's happening? It's kind of interesting. Is that maybe not so much now, but for quite a while, once COVID restrictions started lifting and everybody's working from home, getting the workforce back to the office was and still is, I think, maybe to an extent anyway, is a chore. You know, people were productive at home. They got met the responsibilities and in many cases exceeded them by working in their home offices and their home, computers and so forth, and getting the job done. Even if they previously had to go to work in a cubicle in an office space, they're able to do the gig at home and doing quite well. And then all these bosses said that we want you to come back to the office, and the workforce said, I don't want to, or I'm just going to quit. I don't want to do it anymore. I'm quitting. And suddenly, but despite all that, the rate of unemployment is very, very, very low. I mean, the numbers are incredible right now. Of course, the Republicans won't give Biden any credit for that whatsoever. But, you know, then again, COVID's kind of done, and people, you know, you can't.
Yeah.
It's not because of Biden. That's not why it's better, you know. But
no.
But he's not hurting, that's for sure. You know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, they also keep moving the goalposts too.
Yeah, so they do. They do.
The people that they don't count as part of the workforce keep increasing that number.
Yeah. You're that's absolutely right. Yeah. Good point. Very good point.
Yeah.
Pretty incredible. I was going to say something. I just don't remember what it was.
Oh, I know. It's so frustrating when that happens, isn't it?
We're talking to folks about getting the show hopefully on you're talking with anybody we can talk with about getting the show on regular airwaves.
You know, we're negotiating with the Taliban.
That too. And
I've got an in with RT.
You really? Man, we'll take it. We'll take it.
I wish.
But anyway, this is, I think we're April 15th, by the way. April 15th is 2 years. And let's see what day April 15th falls in on. April 15th conveniently falls in on a Friday show this year.
Friday.
So mark that in your calendars, because we're going to have a special show commemorating 2 years of Coast to Coast Radio. 2 years.
Woo!
And over 610, at that point it might be 600, and let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 10, 12, about 620 some odd episodes of this show. in 2 years.
Incredible.
Yeah.
And to celebrate, we're gonna read from the Federal Register some of the absolute BS that your taxpayer and tax dollars are paying for.
I was going to read the dictionary. But hey, the Federal Register sounds more exciting. Yeah.
You
I was gonna read the You know, I figured the dictionary would be a great read.
What the fuck is wrong with this guy, Mike? Are you kidding me or what?
Just the thing, there are people out there who read them.
If you want, I could do some research and find some cute stuff.
Do it. Yeah, we have about a little 3 weeks or so. So yeah, that would be great. Yeah.
Also got to do my taxes, I guess.
Oh shit! That's right.
Hey, maybe
Pardon
I can
French.
Do it. Maybe I can do my taxes on the show.
Start alone first.
Well, usually I do my taxes. Yeah.
Late night with Addy and Amanda. If you want to fall asleep.
Yeah, late. You know, and I didn't forget about this too. We're planning on this, and I got to. We got to start thinking about this Memorial Day weekend. Amanda and I have agreed that we're going to stay up all night.
Go for it.
Yes.
I'll be sleeping out.
I'll be there for the very beginning and the very end.
Yes. Amanda and I.
Over 10 hours.
We're going to.
Oh my.
Yeah, we're.
Play that all night, huh?
Yeah.
We figured.
You're definitely going to sleep early.
Whole new meaning to the word happy place.
Amanda and I.
Who's going like?
That was from last May. This May, Memorial Day. But we're looking at doing a telethon. We're actually doing the show for 24 hours straight through to raise money for cancer research and cure. So more about that next week because we got to end the show soon, don't we? Holy shit! Is that right already?
Party. I'm gonna try to find a guest on my birthday show that Friday before the 9th.
Ooh. Yeah, when's your birthday? April 2nd?
April the 9th.
So okay.
I'm going to on that Friday, all the guests that came on, the Cornell birthday party.
Oh, again, birthday party. Yeah, you got to. Hey, listen, we're ready to wrap. This has been a lot of fun. It always is. Thank you, Chad, again, for joining the conversation. Cornell, Amanda, you can go ahead and get us out of here because you know I won't.
Go
we'll be here another
it.
Hour. Yeah.
Okay.
It's just the Andy and Amanda show. Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. So, on behalf of the wonderful, hardworking Andy Kimball in California, Hollywood, who had a successful day, hopefully that ends tomorrow. And on behalf of myself, Amanda Love here in Monterrey, Mexico, enjoying herself, going to eat soon. And on behalf of Cornell Butler.
Doggy for sure.
He's absolutely amazing, and we love having him on every single time. And on behalf of Chet Gardner in Hawaii, always bringing that little magic, thank you so much for being here. Thank you to you guys for listening to the show. We love you. Catch us again on Friday. It's Friday. We're having a show Friday.
Friday show, that's right.
Yeah, yeah,
and just remember our number, 515-605-9888. Also email the show, andyandamandashow@gmail.com if you want to get in touch with us for any reason. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you Friday. Take care.
Bye.
Aloha.